Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I am Colleen van der Zijden, and welcome to Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. And like I said, it is a Lilydale Radio show. It's part of our outreach to reach our audience, our clients, our friends who visit Lilydale every year so that we can have these shows that go all throughout the year to provide you with some inspiration, some guidance, education as well about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, and whatever we all talk about. There are four different shows. I have my show on Tuesday night. Willa White has her show at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesdays. John White is at 8 p.m. Wednesday night, and Celeste Elliott is Thursday at 10 in the morning. So we all do slightly different shows, and they're fun to watch. We all live, well, I don't think John live streams his from a Facebook page, but he does it directly from Blog Talk. The rest of us are Facebook and maybe Blog Talk. So hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm very excited for this show. This is going to be a fun one. We're going to be talking about some questions to help you reveal your life purpose. And that came from a couple of comments. People asked for that, and it just flowed, so I knew it was the right one to do this week. Before I get to those little details here, I want to make sure I do everything I'm supposed to do. LilydaleAssembly.org. You can find me at ColleenVanderZijden.com. Quick link, psychic medium, Colleen.com. Facebook page for me is Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach. And Lilydale's Facebook page is Lilydale Assembly Incorporated. So there, I've done all the details and we can get right to work. So thank you so much for being here. Look at all you lovely people right on top. Yes, I'm wearing my purple today. So nice to see you all. And for a change, I may not go off on stuff in the world. We'll see. Feel free, of course, as always, to ask questions. And I do want to mention the Spiritual Growth and Support Group. If you're on my Facebook page right now, it's pinned to the top of the page, the information. You can join the group from there. Anyone can join. We're just talking about whatever comes to mind to help us live our best spiritual life. So today, we are going to be talking about revealing your life purpose. And it is fun that people had brought this up as a topic because I was doing a reading a little while ago and the person asked me to tell her her life purpose. And no, that doesn't usually work that way. So it is interesting because as we live our lives, sometimes we feel like we're supposed to be doing something else. We feel like we're supposed to be over here doing something, or there's something else we should be doing. Whenever we get the supposed to's and the shoulds, that's usually a danger area that we have to be aware of, we have to watch. Somehow we get in the idea that we're supposed to be over here and doing this, making different choices, better choices, right choices. And sometimes I understand why people ask me this in readings, that they want some information on their life purpose, because it's a big thing. It's important for us to understand why we're here, what our purpose is, what makes our lives most meaningful. It's important for us to have some thoughts on that. And I'll talk about this in all different ways, but we're going to do four questions you can ask yourself. And within each question, there will be more questions to get some clarity on what you think yourself is. Hold on 2 seconds. I'm checking myself. No, I seem okay over here. So it must be something else. So such an interesting thing. So let's think first. There are really no supposed to's or shoulds or these things. Let's talk about first, what is life purpose? What is that? When we think about this, so many people feel like a life purpose is a special higher purpose in life, right? That's what we think about. I know that's what I think about, and I know many of my clients have as well. We want to make sure we're doing something that is of value and worth here. And frequently we think it's something that's more profound than what we are currently experiencing. experiencing. So we sometimes, when we're thinking about the life purpose, and this isn't everybody, of course, but sometimes when we're thinking about this, we're not recognizing what we're already achieving right now. And we're probably not recognizing we're already in our life purpose and we just don't know it yet. And so sometimes we can get stuck looking in the distance for this bigger plan, this grander plan, that's something out there. Like we're searching for something that is really going to make our lives as meaningful as possible and make a difference, usually, is what we think about too. Many times when we think about life purpose, it's an external focus. People ask me, what should I be doing with my life? And what they're doing is they're wanting direction. They're wanting guidance. What should I do? You know me. I do like to give people guidance, suggestions, ways to look at things from a different angle. But I don't think I or anyone else can really speak towards what is important to you and what you should be doing with your life. We can certainly ask you the right questions that get you thinking a little bit. And psychically, of course, I do sometimes pick up on people's qualities that are important to their purpose here. But it really does become more of a revealing to us as we live our lives. I'm looking at Leanne's comment. Is that should feeling more a sign that we are not aligned to a higher frequency? Ooh, what a good question, Leanne. Yeah, sometimes when we do the shoulds and have tos and all of those things, supposed tos, we've disconnected from ourselves a little bit because we're not really focused on the now, the here, the present. And it doesn't necessarily mean we're not aligned. We're just not aware, might be a better way of saying it. We're just not quite aware. But if we can pay attention to this, we can, of course, change this immediately. When we're talking about this life purpose, not just the external. We don't want to focus just on the external. We want to also focus on the internal, the emotional connection, because you know we live our lives from our emotions, how we feel. How we feel is what's dictating what is meaningful to us. So we have to make sure we include the internal with our wants, our desires, our searching. We want to make sure we think about this. We have to be open to the purpose. Okay, sometimes people don't discover their purpose until much later in life. Sometimes people discover their purpose after a tragedy. Sometimes people just fall into their purpose and they don't even realize it. And tied in with this, what is the life purpose, is also what is the meaning of life? That tied in as well. What is the meaning of life? What is it to you? We want to ask that. And when people ask me to tell them their purpose, we can't really wait for someone else to tell us. We have to let it come to us, and it will. Now, many times what happens, especially for people who have woken up, they've awakened to a greater spirituality. They understand there is more to life than the physical experience. They understand it's a compilation between the physical and the spiritual. And sometimes people think that their life purpose has to be solely in the spiritual realms. And sometimes people will try to force a spiritually inclined career. You know, I've got to leave this career and do something else. Sometimes your life purpose is part of your career or your job. Sometimes it's not. You can integrate it, of course, with whatever you're doing. And it's interesting, I think about the people, a lot of people now are having spiritual experiences, and yoga has become really popular. Years ago, it really wasn't that popular. If you liked yoga or did yoga, you were weird. Everybody thought you were weird. But now we recognize how important something like this is. And so, but sometimes, I met somebody a little while ago who had this awesome mediumship experience. She was connecting with, I think it was her husband on the other side or something, and it was just such a great experience for her, and she got so much information. She immediately felt like she needed to become a professional medium, but maybe that wasn't really her career path. So sometimes we're looking for something else, not recognizing, like I said before, that we may already be in our purpose. We just don't know it yet. My newspaper person, he every Wednesday morning. My garbage goes out Tuesday night. Every Wednesday morning, he brings the can back up to my house, up to the door. And I saw on the security camera, he actually picks it up and carries it. So he's not rolling it down my driveway and waking me up. Now, I'm sure his purpose in life is not to bring me my garbage can, but his purpose in life may very well be something along the lines of being kind and considerate to people he meets, knows, whatever. We just don't know. Sometimes people think that if we know our life purpose, life is going to be easier. No. No, just no, not necessarily. Because, let me tell you why, because some people are going, oh no, because sometimes when you figure out your life purpose and you know you're clear-ish enough that you can move forward, that means you have to step it up because you have to go out there and do what you have to do to create that life that matches that life purpose. So it's not always easier. People think, well, then I'll know what to do. Not necessarily. Things will come to you as they're supposed to. If you've heard me talk before, you know that. Things will come to you as they're supposed to. So we have to allow it to unfold, everything unfolds. You might have more work once you know your life purpose. If it's a spiritual calling, you're going to have more work. You're going to have more challenges. You're going to have more struggles. And I hate to put that out as a belief system, so just keep it in the back of your mind rather than an absolute thing. Just keep it in the back, because when we're on a spiritual path, more is expected from us. And if more is expected from us, we have to step it up. And that's all there is to it. Sometimes you'll think, oh, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going backwards. Well, no, you can't. Once you've awakened, you can't go backwards. It's impossible. So just, you know, to give you a little feeling on that, thinking about what does life purpose mean to you? And that is the first question. What does life purpose mean to you? Think about it, okay? It's good to know your definition. What is it you want? What is it that is meaningful to you? And this doesn't mean, sometimes people get a little bit panicked or a little stressed out. Oh, I've got to come up with this big plan. No, you don't. You don't at all. And it'll become clearer as I'm talking. You don't have to. All you have to do is pay attention to you. What is it you like? What is it you want? Not what other people expect from you. Not what you think you should be doing. Not what you think you have to be doing. It's what you really want in your life, the external and the internal, because they have to go together, don't they? They have to go together. So being able to be ourselves physically in the world is in the external part. The internal is how we feel when we're living on purpose, when we're living that meaning and fulfillment that we need. And now, Leanna's saying, good news is we do learn to laugh about the steps along the way. That is so true, because you understand for your own individual life purpose, each one of us has our own. That's part of the reason why I can't really tell you what yours is. I'll tell you in a second what I think it is for me. And if you want to use it, go ahead. But we can't, you know, you're individual, you're unique. And as you become more aware of yourself, you'll step into that, and you'll start to recognize the moments where you kind of fall out of purpose or you do something, and you just laugh about it because it's okay. It's all good, and you'll still have meaning with it. So when we think about this, the first question, what does life purpose mean to you? Don't make this a big thing. It's an exploring thing. It's just to say, you know, this. Now, don't worry. I've got lots of things to tell you that will help you think about this more. My understanding is that we are here to remember who we are. We are here to reawaken to our spiritual nature. Now, what we do with that is the question, isn't it, really? So what does this mean to me when I talk about reawakening and connecting with my more natural spiritual nature? So when I think about that, what does that mean to me? For me, it's love, light, soul, joy, happiness. That's part of my spiritual nature, and it is probably part of yours as well. So that is. So within that, my purpose is to uplift others, inspire people, teach. I've been a teacher forever, since gosh, I don't even know what year, 1980 or something. I've been a teacher forever. I love teaching. So that is part of my purpose, my path in using the love, the light, the joy, the happiness, all of that to do this. When I'm aligned with that purpose, I'm happier. I'm just happier. And that doesn't mean I have to be teaching all the time or anything like that. It's just the way I am, you know? So I know that I'm living from where I'm supposed to be living. Now, of course, our purposes can change over time, where I may think, you know, now that teaching is my path, but maybe later on I'll think it's something else. Unlikely, and for how I feel today, unlikely, but you never know. It can evolve, where we can come up with a purpose that feels so right and so wonderful, and we work towards it, we have fun with it, we're having a good time, and we feel aligned, and then something may happen in our lives to shake us up, or we might all of a sudden feel like, this isn't quite right anymore, and I need to shift. So we evolve, and evolving is great. It's a perfect thing to do. We don't want to feel like we have to be living towards something every minute of the day. We don't have to. This should not be work. This is fun. It's fun. If it's not fun, then the purpose isn't quite clear yet. Okay? It should be fun. You should have a good time with it. So there's some thoughts to think about. The first question, what does life purpose mean to you? The second question, and this will help you get some a further hint to your purpose. What brings you joy? We want to have the fun, right? We're talking about that. What brings you joy? What do you do? What are you doing when you feel fulfilled, when life feels meaningful, when you feel good, when you're in the flow and everything seems to be pretty good there, you're comfortable. Okay, what is it you're doing? What brings you joy? What is it about that that makes you feel good? What is it? For me, I love the beach, you know. I love it. It's relaxing. It's warm. It's freedom to me. It's contentment. Life is simple. I am relaxed. When I'm teaching or writing, I'm feeling inspired and spiritually connected. When I'm on the beach, I feel spiritually connected as well. I feel very inspired then. So I'm going to just look at the comments for 2 seconds here. Ray is saying, mine is to be able to help good, deserving people have a better life with so many ways of doing this. There you go. Exactly. And so with this, what brings you joy? What is fun for you? What is fun? A thought, my favorite phrase probably of all time, is if you could do anything you wanted and know you would succeed, what would you do? That tells you something fun, something you like. If you could do anything you wanted and just have fun, what is it? What do you do that refills your energy? That's when after you're done doing whatever you're doing and you feel good about yourself, you feel energized, you feel happy, you feel content. What is it you're doing? What would you do for no pay? That's another one too. What would you do for no pay? That can tell you, that can give you some hints. Because if you're doing it for no pay, it must bring you joy, right? Now, along the joy path here, what do you have a passion for? Something that you get lost in where time just flies. You'll be having fun with something and you're just lost in there. Sometimes we have these talents and abilities that sometimes we don't think they're special characteristics because we've had them our whole lives. My daughter is a writer. And when she was going to college, she didn't know what to do. And I looked at her, I'm like, you obviously have to go for writing because you're an amazing writer and you enjoy doing it. And so she did go for that. Now she's not going to pursue that, but she did do that. But she loved that work. So whatever it is you like, whatever it is you have a special talent or ability. So what's easy for you? Is it easy for you to connect with other people? Maybe you inspire other people by just being a great friend. You know, maybe you help solve complex problems and you love the mindset of being able to solve a complex, I don't know, scientific or mathematical. Maybe you're a great listener and people always tell you their problems and they trust you to be there for them. So these are all things that you have a passion for, that you're good at, that people like. Maybe you save animals, maybe you paint. Now, somebody right now I know is out there going, but wait a minute, if I'm, you know, reading my book, how is that part of my higher purpose? Okay, your higher purpose is still going to work for you, even doing something as simple as reading a book, because if you're feeling good, you have positive energy and it's going out there for everyone. And that's important. When you think about these things that bring you joy, or these talents and abilities, or what you would do for no pay, your passion, all of these things, when you think about those, think about what quality goes with it. What is it about that that you enjoy? Is it, you know, for the basic of self-improvement? I love self-improvement. Is it for peace? You experience peace. Are you experiencing joy? Are you experiencing that spiritual connection? You know, if you're caring for other people, you're a helping person. Maybe you like to make things for other people or help fix their problems. You're a helper. Maybe you like to make beautiful things or create music or something like this. And what you're doing is bringing joy and beauty into the world and for yourself. So you're bringing those in. I've got to look and see what everybody is saying. So while I'm looking, you can connect with me at ColleenVanderZijden.com, LilydaleAssembly.org. There, I did it. Beth likes the beach. Yes, Beth. Pauline, mine is helping people, possibly healing. Leanne, dance parties with my girls and travel, writing, photography, and being on stage. Ooh, lots of things. And they probably all integrate together in such a good way. Maria is music. I would love to be a composer. Wait. Maria, coaching Colleen is coming out now. You are a composer. You already are. You would not. I would love to be. You love that you are a composer. You are a composer. Maria would be fulfilled as elementary music teacher. So I think that's what I'm going to work towards. Awesome. Art and learning is Darlene. Awesome. So you guys have some good stuff going. Isn't it fun when you start to just think about it? So many times we think the life purpose has to be helping other people. It doesn't have to be. Some people think, I've got to save the world. I've got to, you know, I've got to this, that, and actually can cause more stress on themselves with that pressure. Helping people is important, but it's not for everyone, And you can be still helping the world, like I said, if you're reading a book, or you might be in your house alone reading a book and petting your cat, perfectly content and happy. You've got that positive energy, and that positive energy is going out in the world and helping people. You don't have to take physical action. It doesn't have to be physical action to help. If it's not part of, if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. It's like if somebody says, well, I feel like I need to help people, and that means I have to go talk in front of people, and I'll have to do a lecture, and I can't talk in front of people because that's too scary. Well, that's not part of their path, because they don't like talking in front of people. Maybe later on they'll become more comfortable and do it, but maybe not yet, okay? So, Maria's a good point, yes. Walter is saying, explore the spiritual path, bringing in new or ancient information. Yes. Billy, sometimes I feel I can't achieve many goals with such little money. Well, Billy, the goals, your life purpose does not have to involve cash. It doesn't have to. As you get more clear on it, you'll still be able to, even if you want to help other people, there's other ways to do it that don't involve having to have money to do it. And money is nice. Money makes it easier for us to achieve some of our goals and some of our purpose for some of us, but not everybody. We can think about some of the people who have very, very little money, but they're so happy and they share what they have. And then we can think of the people who have a lot of money who are not happy and are jerks. So there is a perception shift. Sometimes thinking we don't have money can limit us and limit our growth as human beings. So just a thought there on that. Something that is something you can say to yourself, ask yourself, is my life is ideal when I am, and then fill in the blank. My life is ideal when I'm, you know, sitting in the sun. My life is ideal when I'm playing my violin. Whatever is right for you. And just say it to yourself. My life is ideal when. And that will give you some more hints. Okay. And I know right now, nothing like having a psychic talking, right? But I know right now somebody is still going, but, just because I love knitting doesn't mean that's part of my purpose. But maybe it is. part of your purpose. It brings you peace. It's part of your purpose. Maybe you make things for other people. Maybe you use that knitting to show love to other people. Maybe you just like creating. Creating is an expression of our soul. It's part of your purpose. We do not have to have this big, noble, gigantic cause that we're going to get out there and literally save the world. One person at a time, and it starts with you. So your purpose can be simple and small. It doesn't have to be gigantic. Don't worry. I know whoever just said this to themselves that, but you still want to help. That's fine. You can still help. Okay? We want to really understand what your purpose is, and that's why we're asking these questions. So we've done two. Third one. What word best describes you? I call it your superpower. What's your superpower? This is an internal quality about yourself. Once you identify this word, you get to choose it. It becomes revealed to you, whatever you want. You can use this word as a guide in when you make your decisions. Let's see. I'm looking at the questions. Hold on. Sorry, I got distracted here. Tom, every place is the center of the universe. Everything we do has meaning, even if no one else knows about it. Yes. Exactly, Tom. Very profound. Very profound. Yes. Back to that idea that we have to do something gigantic. We don't. Every simple positive thing, as we express our soul, is important for the universe, important for our physical existence, and that may very well be part of your life purpose. So with this, your word, what word? I like the word love, of course, because that is, you know, kind of the word when we're talking about a spiritual connection. So if love is your word, if you want to use the word love as your superpower to help you express your life purpose, in what capacity will you show that love? How will you do it? To yourself, to other people, animals, nature, life, everything. How will you express that love? Just think about it. How would you live from the heart where you're expressing that love as authentically and sincerely as possible? Would you be patient? Maybe patience is your thing, you know, kindness, consideration, reassurance, helpful. How do you express that? How do you share that to people? How do you share it with yourself? Whatever word is your ideal, and you can change it. If you were to do just that part, pick one word that you think symbolizes you, whether you feel that it is you at this moment, because sometimes we think, well, I'm really not that yet. If you're thinking you want that word, you are that. You just don't understand that you are that yet. So don't resist it. If you want to be love, be love. You want to be peace. Whatever word calls to you, that's the word you use. Then what you do is you make your decisions and choices based on that. And you always use that word. Then you're living in your purpose. Let's see. Okay. Beth is saying, I post something about peace and love every day. See, that's part of her purpose. So she's out there sharing peace and love with other people. If she didn't share that, if Beth didn't share this peace and love, I guarantee you she would feel unfulfilled and didn't know, she would not feel like herself. She would feel unbalanced. But because she's sharing that, she's expressing her purpose. Okay? It's awesome, isn't it? Okay. So that's the third question. What that word best describes you? What is your ideal word? The fourth one, at the end of life, what will you wish you had done? Will you be satisfied or will you have regrets? And this is more external. But remember, the external situations, we're here in the physical, we need to experience the external. Those external situations give us the feeling of meaning, worth, and value. So what is it? What's your dream? What's your goal? You know, think about this. What at the end of your life, what will you be wanting? Some questions here. Okay, Kelly is saying loyal. Tina, limitless. Julie, helpful. Yes, Julie is a helpful one, definitely. And so here's some questions to ask yourself, little exercises even. The first one is based on the book Five Wishes by Gay Hendricks. If you have not read that yet, I strongly recommend you do. In there, what he does, he takes you through this process of at the end of your life, you ask yourself, was my life a complete success? And if it was, you say why? So you go to the end of your life. You're 120 years old, and was my life a complete success? So you do like a life review, and you say, yes, it was great. Or no, my life was not a complete success because I didn't, whatever it was, whether it's find your perfect partner, move to Hawaii, or climb a volcano, you know, whatever. Maybe don't do that one. So whatever it is, that can help you get a little clarity on those external situations that are part of your dream. To take that end of life thing a little bit more urgently, let's just go a year from now. What if, and I don't want to get anybody freaking, don't freak out here. What if you were to pass a year from now and you look back on your life and say, wow, I wish I had done. There you go. There's something to consider. That's something that's important for you. First thing that pops in your head, a year from now, looking back, what do you wish you had done? That will help you. Somehow it's part of your purpose. Look at you guys go. Very satisfied. Ray is very satisfied. Darlene, I'm fine helping and doing good things for people. Monetary things come to me. Oh, she finds that when she helps and does good things for people, monetary things come. There is a saying that some of the mediums have used frequently that if you're working in the spiritual field, you know, as a medium or anything else, there's so many fields now within that, that spirit will provide for you. You don't have to worry so much about it. And people will tell you stories about how they, you know, their car broke down, they didn't have the money, but they went out and they helped some other people, and next thing you know, they had enough money to pay for their repair. So we want to do that. We want to just allow spirit to be there for us as well. So we have the end of life question, a year from now question. Here's another one. What's your someday plan? Someday I'm going to do this. Someday I'm going to do that. How many times I've talked to clients in my reading room where they said to me, you know, their husband passed or their wife passed. They said, someday we were going to go and do. And then they list all of these things that they were going to do that they didn't get to. And it could have been a simple thing, you know, going on a cruise or a trip of a lifetime, something like this. And people would say, well, that's not necessarily part of their life purpose, but I think it is. I think it is part of their life purpose because it's bringing joy in. And our life purposes have to have joy. So there's something to this. So, you know, for me, someday I'm going to spend half of my year where it's warmer and half of my year up here in New York, Western New York, where it's colder. So I'm going to be warm in both places is my goal. That's my goal. And part of my purpose with that is because it is inspiring to me. Like I told you before, I need the sun. I need the warmth. That really helps me feel most like me and most spiritually connected. So the little things, you know, somebody might say, well, sitting on the beach is not really spiritual. Well, it is to me because I spend a lot of time meditating there and I feel inspired. So don't let anybody tell you. Don't let anybody tell you that what you love to do is not part of your purpose. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not on purpose or anything like that. And speaking of that, don't let anybody tell you that, you know, they'll give you this much money and they'll let you know what your purpose is, because no, you have to discover it yourself. An inward journey is a process here. You want to be living your life, your values. You want to envision your life the way you want it to be. Now, a few weeks ago, I did Reimagine Your Life, particularly pertaining to the current situation, but that's what you're really doing, you know? Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has something that's very important that needs to be expressed here in this world, and the only person who can express it that way is you. You're the only one who can do it, okay? You're the only one. No one else can express you the way you are. So this will help. So the four questions help you reveal your purpose. And just take some time and sit with them. One is, what does life purpose mean to you? What does it mean? I find it very hard to get there if you don't actually ask that question first. And just see what your thoughts are. Again, no judgment or anything like this. We're just exploring, thinking about our thoughts. You know, what brings you joy? What's fun, fulfilling? What's passionate that you would do without money, that you get lost in it? What's your superpower? What's your word that describes you? And then we want to, for the life purpose and the end of the life exercises and the someday I'm going to, is to help you start to prioritize your life, prioritize your actions, prioritize your dreams, your goals, prioritize the feeling you want to have. Because remember, we've got to focus on the internal as well. We've got to have both together, the internal and the external. We have to focus. We have to be in there together with both parts of it. Okay. Sometimes people on spiritual paths feel like they should only be doing spiritual things all of the time. You know, usually it's people who are not as awakened yet, or they're awake but not quite there yet. You know, they're still figuring it out. So they feel like, I need to be doing this all the time, all the time, all the time. But you don't. And I can tell you, as somebody who went from a full-time teaching job and was doing this, all the spiritual stuff on the side, and now to being a full-time spiritual teacher, basically, I don't do this all the time. I do it a lot of the time, but I don't do it all the time. I have other interests as well, you know, so we want to do that. Discovering your life purpose is a process. It's a journey. It unfolds in its own way as long as you're open and aware and you're willing to ask the questions. You're willing to learn more about yourself, because the more you learn about yourself, the easier it becomes for your life purpose to be a greater awareness in your mind. You'll have a greater awareness in your mind the more you learn about yourself. Many times we'll do one step forward and then we have to pause and maybe integrate some things. Sometimes we do one step and we have to redirect. It's not quite what we thought, so we have to redirect. Nothing is set in stone. We have to be flexible and we have to be fluid and allow it just to go the way it's supposed to be. One of my favorite phrases about life is that life is like a labyrinth. I'm using it in my book, and you start out, you know, you're walking this path and it's straight, everything looks great, and then all of a sudden you're turning and it seems like you're going backwards. And then maybe you get to the spots where you feel like it's a dead end, but it's really not. We, you know, there might be an obstacle or something, and we just have to keep going and following the path. And even with all the twists and turns we have in our lives, just like a life labyrinth, every single twist and turn takes us to our center, to who we are. It takes us to our own selves, our soul, our inner being. There is really no getting there. It's a journey. And this journey of discovering your life purpose and thinking about that and connecting with your soul, they all go together to make you who you are and how you can help. And ultimately, it really comes down to whatever feels right to you, whatever feels right to you. We get stuck in those shoulds and the coulds and the have tos and what will they think and how can I do this right according to them. You know, we get stuck in that sometimes. So this is just another opportunity for us to really connect with our love energy inside and figure out how we want to live our lives. We don't have to always know where we're going to get where we need to go. So many times I've had things I had no idea what I was doing, and then I look back and I go, wow, that worked out perfectly. And all of those experiences where I thought I was off track, that I'd taken a little side adventure, all of those have led me exactly to who I am today. So there are no wrong turns here. So your life purpose, whether you understand it right now, whether you know what it is for sure, whether it's just starting to come into your awareness, it's already there and it's coming and it's not going to go away. It might be evolved. It might evolve over time, but it's already right there. You have it. And remember, everything comes from the meaning, from the emotions that we're putting into our lives, that we're experiencing. Now, for those of you who get stuck in emotions sometimes, and I know it's very easy to get stuck in worry and all sorts of things, stress and fear. It's very easy to get stuck in there. Sometimes what you can do is, you know, you just acknowledge that, but recognize sometimes you're going to have these thoughts pop in that you are not worthy of your purpose. You don't know enough. You're not good enough. These things can come in, or you don't know how to get there. Whenever that happens, part of the life purpose discovery path, I should have named it that, is that we have to trust the path and we have to surrender to it, to allow it to unfold. We have to take action. Okay, you can't walk a labyrinth if you don't walk. You can't go through your life if you don't take steps in your life. So you take the action. And if necessary, don't worry. The universe will redirect you. We'll let you know if you've got a little bit off the track a little bit and need to get back on. But remember, even if you get off track, whatever you learn there is very important and it's going to be part of your purpose. Isn't that amazing? And what's going to happen is you're going to have the happiest life possible. So before I said that getting your life purpose could be challenging and more difficult and all of that, don't equate challenging and more difficult with negative emotions. Sometimes the most fun I have is when I'm struggling through a process, struggling to create something, and I get it done, and I look back and I go, wow, this is awesome. This is a great product. Last year I created an online course called Happy and Unstoppable. And as I was working on that, it was so hard for me, for whatever reason, it was just very difficult to have it come together. But it's an excellent course. I finished it and I look back and it's just another aspect of how I can reach more people and teach them how to live their best lives and be happier. And so I can look back at that process and it was very challenging. There were times I said, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm just not going to do this anymore. But I kept going. And now I can go, I understand now why it was a challenge. It's just part of the process. So sometimes those challenges and difficulties, they're just part of the process. Let them be. Don't allow yourself to get stuck in the emotions. Don't allow yourself to get scared and all of that. Yeah, so interesting. Okay, so I do think this is all I had to talk about tonight. How did I do? Not too bad. Not too bad. My camera's doing something really weird. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully it looks better to you guys than it does to me right now. It's like flashing. I don't know. Julia is saying, it's so strange. I feel like I just started my life now. Interesting. That's so cool. Yes, it's amazing how life, it's like, you know, as I get older, every year gets better and better. And I think, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. And so much fun. And it's like we can do whatever we want. So you can connect with me, Colleen Vanderzijden, medium and intuitive life coach on my Facebook page. And feel free to do that. And my website, ColleenVanderzijden.com, psychicmediumColleen.com, LilyDellAssembly.org. And Lily Dell Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. Next week, it is likely I will not be doing a show. I am moving, and I'm in a panic. And I have to thank you guys for listening to me tonight because this is the best I felt all day in these 35, 40 minutes that I was talking to you. I just definitely really felt in the flow, so it was really nice. So I'm moving. I will let you know for sure. I'll post it next week. The advantage is I'm moving to a place that has better internet. So if you guys are seeing what I'm seeing with the camera, which I hope you're not, next time you see me, it'll be much better. So Allison took 2 pages worth of notes. Oh, awesome. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought about saying that at the beginning, like there's some things you might want to write down, and then I just forgot. So, well, thank you guys so much for watching. I will let you know what's happening. It'll only be a couple weeks. I'm off if that's the case. But I will let you know, and feel free, of course, to send me more ideas if you have other shows that you'd like me to talk about or other topics you want me to talk about on shows. I did write down the ones you already told me about, so I've got a nice list going. Thank you very much. So I will use those. So thank you, guys, and you have a great week, and I will talk to you at some point on the sooner side, but at some point, and I will end my little live video. Yes, I did sell my house, and that's a whole other story. Whoo, but okay. We just breathe and go with it. So thank you so much. I will end this, and I will see you guys soon. What timing? Bye. I wonder. That was so interesting.